And welcome back to By George From Page to Stage with me, Matt Ogden, and this man right here, Mr. Richard Sykes. So, Mr. Richard Sykes, how are you this morning?
I'm tip-top. You got wet on the way here because the heavens have descended. And strangely, July seems to be both the wettest, the warmest, a really odd month for us.
It's proper muggy, isn't it?
Yeah, but yeah. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
I've been very busy, so I've not had time to... The fact that you just said July and I went... Is it still July? Shows that I probably need to slow down at the end of this month. Which
probably.
I swear to God.
You've managed to cram an awful lot into this month.
Yeah, I have. How about yourself?
Well, I've been mostly trying to finesse things in terms of the show. Again, tinkering with the orchestration while I've still got chance and a bit of time. Mm-hmm. And that's been going on. I've also been looking hard at my character, George, because I've realised I've actually got to play this thing now. And George is, he's so odd for me to play.
Yeah, very against type.
Very against type.
I mean, you've not been killed yet.
No, I'm still alive, which is one thing that actors
and he
of
remains
my age,
alive throughout the entire show somehow. And
bizarrely, usually actors of my age are killed off within act one. But no, George has got to be downbeat. Mm. And I'm not. I'm hugely upbeat, and so it's very tough for me to rein in the energy. I've been spoken to by Maria about it, who's looked at some of the footage and watched me rehearse, and she says, "You're not actually going to play him like that, are you?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I kind of." And she said, "No, you're not.
Are you too animated?"
I'm too animated, and I look to be enjoying things.
And he's meant to be like a I feel like George is like the pickled onions that you'd find on the bar.
Yeah. He's the sourpuss in the middle of entire sweet concoction.
And the only moment where he seems to have any kind of sign of enjoyment and genuine, is that moment where Marge first flirts with him.
Yes. Marge is very important to the whole story. Mm. And we're about to meet Marge. We're going to have an interview with Niovi.
I hope we're not about to meet Marge.
We are.
To Niovi, I hope.
Well, I think she might
be getting really into character.
Niovi has caught herself being Marge at various points during the rehearsals and has gone, "Oh my God, I'm Marge." Because Niovi is very, because of her career, is promotional stuff for industry and businesses.
Yeah.
And so she has to be image conscious, and she finds herself filming things and she thinks, "Oh my God, Marge would do this." So we'll find out what her relationship has been with Marge and how she's creating her character. And that will have a knock-on effect as to how I approach my characterization of George.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that she and Nikki are getting on famously. In fact, Nikki is playing Pauline. And Helen is playing Lil, and the three of them have just bonded so well. They all love working with each other because a lot of them, all three, were working as leads.
Mm.
About 20 years ago or so, they've had you know, various roles, but basically they were the leads for all the societies, but they found themselves not working together as much as they'd have liked. And so to see all three of them together at last is quite extraordinary, and they're getting on famously.
It's quite a kind of common occurrence that I think. You've got those situations where you'll have, you know, some really good performers in one society and some really good ones in another, and they'll sort of know each other. And I suppose back then, before you had social media, it was more word of mouth, and it was kind of like, you know, you might meet at meetups or like kind of I guess like after show parties, things like that, where there'd be a bit of a crossover. But nowadays it's very much like you see the personal profiles on social, which ties in very much with Marge as well, actually, and being a bit of a social whore, that people nowadays will be like, "Oh, I know about them. Oh, should we try and pinch them? Oh, you should come and do a show with us." And it happens so often. So for them three to get that chance to do a show together now, is this the first time all three have been in something together?
Yes.
Because we know that obviously Nikki and Niovi have done stuff together.
Yes.
In fact, you just showed me a programme for Sweet Charity.
I have. We'll put those images on the podcast. For, if you're watching on video,
and Niovi
then
still looks the same.
Yeah, she does. It's depressing because, by contrast, I really don't. I've got the same mannerisms.
We've got pretty much the same hair.
Oh, I look ridiculous on...
Speaking of social media,
yeah,
pretty much segues straight into, let's go and chat to our Marge.
Yeah.
Let's go speak to Naomi.
Indeed. Here she is.
We're here in the wild with Naomi. Thank you very much for hosting us at Picturesmiths.
You're very welcome.
Very
wild.
Beautiful.
It's wild green.
It's given me all sorts of ideas for what I want to decorate my house when I eventually buy it. So... how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Mr. Richard Sykes, you're very well as well.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's lovely to be here. I mean, honestly, Naomi is... I mean, we really started together, didn't we?
Yes.
A fair few years ago now.
Yes.
But it was 1996, and we knew each other before that.
We did.
But through mutual friends, really.
We did. Mm. And then I went to rehearsal one night,
yeah,
and you were there.
I was there. But then we started auditioning for the same things together.
Okay.
And when you think of The Window, we actually performed together. Mm-hmm. It was only about 5 years.
Mm, but we did a lot of shows. We went from one to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds very similar to the story we were getting from Nikki.
And then we started getting leads.
Yeah.
I mean, my first one was Robin of Sherwood with Woodhouse. Yours was...
My first lead was at 16.
Yeah.
I didn't know you then.
No.
And I'd played Maria in West Side Story.
Of course you did.
Because I looked like a Puerto Rican girl. And I'd never had a singing lesson in my life.
Wow.
And I was a dancer and my dance teacher said, you should go for this.
Yeah.
It was only like the local amateur thing. Like, all right then. And I got it.
What about the acting side?
I guess I'd done school things and what have you, and drama, GCSE and all, whatever. It wasn't GCSE back then, was it? But anyway.
Let's not talk about that.
But yeah, all of that. So, and coming up through dancing, I used to dance with Audrey Spencer Dance School.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of musical comedy. Yeah. I was never very good technically as a dancer, and she used to say to me, cover it with your face.
Did she?
She did. And that's how I got through.
Oh, it worked. Hilarious. I just started getting leads.
Hilarious. So yeah, then we did.
Well, the next thing we did together. But you were in Chicago with me, weren't you?
I was in Chicago.
That was 1998.
Yeah.
You've done a few bits in the interim as well.
I think so. I can't remember the chronology of what comes when. But then we did Sweet Charity.
No, after that was Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes, indeed.
And you were Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, it's probably my very, very favourite I ever did.
Lovely. You're a superb Audrey. You very much impersonated Ellen Green from the film.
Yeah.
And you were...
And there's the difference, right? Because you can watch Ellen Green in the film and you can hear all the Little Shop of Horrors on. And here's the difference with By George. And I know this has been said and well documented, but here is the difference in that I learn by ear and it's not there to listen to.
No.
So
feel
your way. But it's interesting. It's really interesting. It's cool.
It's a very different process.
Yeah.
In fact, we've been talking about how I'm going to have to change the way I'm approaching this as well.
Right.
In that I can't be me. And I'm enjoying the rehearsal so much.
Yeah.
But George doesn't enjoy anything.
No.
Ever. So I now have to swallow everything and go utterly downbeat.
Mm.
And that's not
a
me
A bigger
at all.
Layer of grumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a channel.
It's not natural to you, is it, that?
It really isn't. But also, can I just say, being a bitch isn't natural to you either.
Thanks.
But that's what you were looking forward to, wasn't it? When we spoke before your audition, the thing that you were most excited about for going for Marge
that's
was that you get to be that baddie. You
Absolutely.
Get to be a nasty, nasty
And I've
piece
never
of
done
work.
That. I've never played that.
Yeah.
You know, never played that. I've done comedy before. I've done the sweet little lead and all that, but I've never done the villain. And I love that.
But that's good.
And she
right?
is a bitch.
But you can take those like kind of mannerisms of the sweet kind of good natured and Marge's catchphrase that we were just talking about before, yes, yes, good.
Yeah.
There's that kind of like fake faux, lovely, you know, pretty, oh, is that okay? And actually, then you get that affirmation of she's the one in control here.
She feigns sincerity all
That's
the time,
it.
Doesn't it? She's just
exactly.
really insincere.
Yeah.
But she's funny. I think she's a bit funny without it being slapstick.
Yeah.
There is comedy in what she does, isn't there?
There is. There
it's not as obvious.
It's whether it's at her or with her.
It's probably at her.
I think it is. especially when in rehearsal the other day, when you do the first time that she flirts with George.
Yeah.
The kind of realization just before that in Pump It Out, where she's, oh, he's got a sizable income, has he? It's almost like the audience knows exactly what she's about to do. Yeah. And there's no kind of hidden agenda. The agenda's just that. It's, oh, I'm going to go on to number six now, I think. Yeah. Number six, number seven. Innuendos. I've lost count, to be honest.
Innuendos in every comma. Aren't
there? Sorry. Yes.
Absolutely.
But it was the same with curtains. I mean, Niovi was, me and Niovi are the only people that were actually from that production that are now in this production.
Wow. Right,
so our previous premiere, we're going to have done both. We're the only two that have done it.
Jeeps.
Yeah, it's just you and me, kid.
I was in the background mopping up, anyway.
Well, I was in the background as well, in curtains as well. I didn't want a main part at all. And
he says that, but I'm pretty sure we've spoken about this, and he said, I went for the lead.
I did.
Get it.
I was so pleased when I didn't get it, and they didn't need me. It was wonderful.
Pressure off.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how do you feel about being George now?
Terrible.
Sorry, I know I shouldn't be interviewing.
No, that's fine. I'd rather not be. Because the biggest pleasure for me is watching those rehearsals, sitting in the back and going, oh my God, it's happening. I was in floods of tears when Nikki said the first line of the show and Neil put her in position and said, right, this is where you are for this. Yeah. Nikki, absolutely fine, went straight through it. Me and Maria were in bits at the side going, oh my God, it's happening. Couldn't believe it. But I remember these moments now from curtains and what I was like during that and how excited I was to be, not just to be doing my own stuff, but to be doing stuff for the first time. It's really intoxicating.
But that's the thing, absolutely. Right? Is that the two of you already have that chemistry off stage. Now it's finding that chemistry on stage in the rehearsal process and flipping that switch from Rich to George and from Niovi to Marge and taking those kind of key elements of what you know the character should be. And turning off the bits of your personality that are the nice, nice, fun, energetic, lively, outgoing people and turn it into bitch and grumpy.
Yeah. But we may, possibly we haven't done bitch and grumpy before, but we've played opposite before. We've done Sweet Charity and Oscar Lindquist.
Yes.
Who was a shriveling,
absolute
nervous wreck. Totally not you.
Yeah.
I don't think Sweet Charity was me.
No. No, but neither was Audrey.
No. And so we've done that before, haven't
we? Yes, we have.
We've played before on stage together. Yeah. I'm, for one, I'm really happy that you're George, because it was the cherry on the cake for me.
Yeah.
And you've got the part, oh no, oh God, really? Yeah, hey, all of that. And then, oh, and by the way, I'm playing George. Yeah. Like, no way.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yes,
that was a big evening when we discovered what we actually had and what we were working with. Yeah. And when everyone said yes, suddenly, that was such an emotional night for me after the auditions and saying, oh my God, they're going to do it. My heroes are going to do this piece. But I mean, it's been built up in my mind that these people are, you know, my buddies, the ones I was at my peak with.
Yeah.
And here they are again, and they haven't aged. It's extraordinary to watch. It's brilliant to see.
We should put a side-by-side comparison.
No.
Let's not do that.
No, let's not do that. That's a bad idea.
Didn't sign up for that one.
So tell me, your favourite bits of the show, your favourite numbers, anything particularly
so
like?
We haven't set it all yet.
No.
I can't wait to get to our scene, Let's Get Cooking.
Yep.
Because I'm feeling that one is going to be a favourite. So far, Pump It Out's hilarious, isn't it? I love that.
It's a great routine.
We're only in Act 1 at the moment, aren't we? So we haven't set Act 2. Some really interesting things coming up. Don't want to give too much away, do we?
Well, what we've said is that we're going to spoil it up to the middle part of Act 2.
Okay, so the end scene could be interesting.
Very.
I still know nothing about it.
And you're not going to?
And I'm not going to.
You don't know?
Nope.
Have you not read the script?
Nope.
He's not allowed.
Nope.
He's discovering it with the podcast.
Hilarious.
So I know the first half of Act 1.
Yes.
I know a little bit about the end of Act 1.
Yes.
I don't know what leads to that point yet, but every time I come into rehearsal and film it, I'm getting more glimpses of what's happening. But I'm purposefully not coming to everything and seeing it all.
Because otherwise you'll piece together the whole show and it'll ruin it for you.
Yeah. And also it means that I avoid accidentally asking silly or wrong questions when we get to an episode.
Yeah, of course.
So yeah, for me, like you said, Pump It Out is the first moment where we get to see Marge, and we get to see, more importantly, we get to see everyone else's opinion of Marge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that the build-up that Pauline and Lil do before you smash onto the stage is, this woman's not a nice piece of work. She's nasty.
She's not.
And then you
she's
just
really not.
Bound in, hello, perfect, absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, no, really enjoying it so far. It's going quick.
Isn't it?
And we've set pretty much Act 1 now, nearly, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got 9 weeks to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good going. We knew it had to be propulsive.
Yeah.
Because people are going on holiday and there are people away. But this is extreme, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's so nice to have, well, Neil being Neil and going absolutely hell for leather. Yeah. It's brilliant.
And it's great to work with Neil in this capacity. Because I've been out of it for a while, haven't I?
But you worked with Neil.
I've worked with Neil on stage. We did Crazy For You. Together, he was, I can't remember the name.
Bobby and Polly.
Bobby and Polly, that's right. So that's a long time ago.
He just remembers everything.
He does.
Oh, I love Crazy For You.
It's a really good show.
And I was in Crazy For You with them.
Yeah.
Yes. I was one of the dippy yokels.
Lazy drifter.
Yeah.
So it's lovely to see Neil in this capacity and work with him like this. And he's really good, isn't he? He's great.
He is. We've worked with him several times before now.
Multiple times.
So Kinky Boots, Made in Dagenham, he was directing all of them, but he's never choreographed with me.
Yeah.
And wow. I find his interpretations really spot on. Exactly what
it's
the show needs.
It's for me, it's crazy to see him in that role because I know the Neil that was and now, you know, he's brought it, isn't it? It's absolutely great. Really good.
Aye.
So you mentioned Pump It Out being your favourite so far.
Yes.
You haven't touched on your song though, My Friends.
Yes, My Friends. We've done it once. Love it. Great. Absolutely. Really love it.
Yeah.
You asked my favourite, and I think my favourite is going to be the one we haven't set yet, because it is just...
It's when the character's in full flaunt mode.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, she's beyond flaunt. She's...
It's a vile
song. It's in seduction mode. It's horrific, isn't it?
It is the rudest song I've ever written. And there isn't a swear word in there. And it's called Let's Get Cooking, because Marge is about to set upon George.
It sounds like it should be called something else, rhyming
exactly
with cooking, doesn't it?
Exactly that. And before I auditioned, I sat down and I read it to the family. And I said, how do you feel about me doing this?
Yeah.
Tony was like, yeah, go for it. Of course.
And this is the
first. You just have to run it by these people because some of it is.
It's
not just innuendo, it's slightly further than that. So
the final
then I
ran
it by my three boys. I've got three teenage boys, right?
Absolutely.
And they're going to come and see their mother do this.
And this is the first time they'll have seen you on
it's
stage.
It's the first time they've seen me on stage. We sing in the kitchen all the time. We dance in the kitchen all the time.
Yeah.
One of them's a pianist, a singer. We've got a dancer. We've got a saxophonist. It's a musical house.
It really is.
But
the boys are brilliant. They have been since they were yay high.
Nathan said, Mum, do it. I want to see you do something on stage. I've never seen it. I really want you to do it. Please do it. Please do it. Oscar said, yeah, Mum, I understand. I played Mrs. Trunchbull in the school play. Uh-huh. I want you to do it. That's fine. Theo went, it's a bit weird.
Yeah.
But do it if you want. It's all right. I said,
based
okay,
on that
fine.
Scene.
Based on those lyrics.
Well, let me tell you what some of the lyrics are. Because the first verse is mostly fish puns. Don't tickle at your trout and give my pollocks a rest. I'm all about the bass. You know my place is the best. It's hideous.
We've been weaving
that's
these in.
That's the lighter bit.
That's the lighter
bit.
Oh,
no, I thought it might be.
Yeah.
We've been weaving in quite a lot of fish puns into episodes throughout the podcast, but it sounds like that's going to be the absolute culmination.
Yeah.
If you want to talk or if you just need a fork. Let's get
the diction's got to be right because it's wordy and it's fast and there's a lot of comedy in it.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to get away with it. But if we don't get arrested, it'll be a great show.
I think you get away with it because it's sung.
Yes, I think so.
If it was spoken, I don't think any of the spoken
No.
Parts of By George are quite as...
Exactly right. There's a song which is called Aren't We Outrageous?
Yes.
Where there's a line about resting mouth wide on an inflatable dick.
Yes.
It's fine because you can sing it. Great, yeah. No problem.
When you sing it, you get away with it because you're licensed.
Done.
I'd be interested to see Neil's choreography for those.
Can't wait.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nikki and Helen... And having that opportunity to do a show with them. You mentioned being able to do a show with Rich for the first time in X number of years. Am I right in thinking that you, Nikki, and Helen have never actually been in a show together as a three?
I've done shows with Nikki.
Yeah.
I've never worked with Helen.
Wow.
But I've known her all these years.
But you'll have done like, shows all around.
All around. We've just kind of done this.
Just always and we've avoided or missed each other.
Always had mutual kind of respect for each other and said hello. And it's Helen, isn't she lovely? Yeah. And we've never actually done a show together. Probably because she was playing lead and I was playing lead back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah.
She did one. It was like that, I guess. Yeah. So it's so lovely. Yeah. In fact, Helen texted me and said, are you auditioning?
Did she?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
And I said... She said, if I can, you can.
Yeah.
And Nikki, I've done quite a lot of shows with back in the day, and Nikki's just lovely.
Yeah.
They're both really lovely, and it's just great to be doing it with them.
Isn't it unexpected, though?
Yeah.
That it's being helmed by the three real powerhouses from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The, I mean, that was it, though. These were the people who you looked upon and had leads.
Gosh. See, it's funny to look back at yourself as that, because you didn't feel that at the time. You were just...
No.
Yeah, I'll do this part.
Yeah, you're just being dragged along.
You didn't realise,
did you,
that it didn't feel like that.
No.
This is the thing for me, right, is that this one is an opportunity for all, like you said, all the powerhouses from 20 years ago to be the powerhouses again now
and
show that musical theatre shouldn't just be about youth and about...
Yeah, well, I always said that I would stop doing this when I became too old for those parts because... You sometimes see those people doing a part, don't you, on stage, especially in amateur theatre, and you think, oh, I shouldn't be doing that now.
Yeah. Like Danny's in Greece that were 40-year-old men.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that was always my fear. And I knew at 20, when I'm done, I'm done. That was it.
Because the parts weren't there.
Yeah. But this is, Marge is 50-ish.
Yeah, she's written specifically for this age group.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is my age group. And so... That straight away opens the door.
It does.
You know. You
but it doesn't disqualify you from being within this world.
Yeah.
And I love that. It's the reason that these characters exist.
Yeah.
Is so that it can be us.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. Really good. Great writing, mister.
We will see. We'll see if it gets laughs or if it's too near the knuckle.
Oh, no. It absolutely will get lots of laughs.
It will get
It absolutely will.
I think we're about to enter... We're filming this just as we're finishing Act 1.
Yes.
We're about to enter what is the real meat of Act 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait for this next bit. This is the funny bit.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an honour to share that stage with you.
Oh, and you too.
It always was.
And you too. Absolutely.
Great. I'm feeling the love. No, thank you so much for chatting.
No problem
with us.
At all.
And yeah,
no
we're
problem.
Film,
enjoyed it.
I'm going to shove a camera right in your face for plenty more rehearsals.
Okay then.
So yeah. So that was Naomi, who's playing Marge, and really, as we said earlier, the fact that she has not changed one iota in terms of her appearance, the only thing that it sounds like that has changed for her really is that she's had this massive gap between shows, and. Yet, like you said, as a result, her singing voice has slightly changed.
Mm.
But in terms of her and her ability to approach the characterization of Marge, you had absolute confidence before she'd auditioned, right? That she was just going to smash that audition.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was going to get the part.
No.
Because there were some
disclaimer that
there was well there were some great Marge auditions that really were. But yeah, Naomi smashed it. Originally, she was part of the one of the reads through that we did, and yeah, she was great at that. So
did she read in Marge at that?
She read in Marge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you reckon she kind of had that role kind of already pigeonholed in her mind, thinking, yeah, I want to go for that one?
Well, not just in her mind, because we gave her the role at the read-through.
Yeah.
So, we just... that you are Marge for this, so off you go. And she's perfect. She can do pretty much every role that you give her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she was ideally suited to sending herself up like this. It's good.
And like you said as well, it sounds like in her day-to-day life, she's spotting things that, you know, she's catching herself doing Margerisms, let's call them. And I suppose having a naturally very social and very, I guess, like, marketing-y kind of lifestyle and role in her job, she is always in the limelight a little bit.
Very much so.
So she always has a lot of connections, a lot of attention, and she can probably use some of that going forward, developing that characterization.
Yes, but her personality is so effusive and so outgoing.
Yeah.
She's just a wonderful person to know. Mm. You can't say that about Marge. Marge is absolutely predatory. Yeah, and that's something Niobe just isn't. You know, so there are disparities with the characters. There are similarities in the methods in which they go about things, but to very, very different ends.
If you were to go back, mm-hmm. this is to you guys, you already remember, but if you were to go back and watch the episode where we were doing the auditions, the very first thing that I think that Niobe said to me when she was talking about why she was auditioning for Marge was, well, she's a bit of a bitch, isn't she? And I really want to play someone like that. And I thought, yeah. That's the kind of thing I like. When you get to play against type, like you said at the start of this episode, you know, for you, George is so far removed from who you are naturally.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when you're casting for a show, people kind of have an idea in their mind of who or what they want.
Yes.
And sometimes people make this mistake of going, oh, they're not that character.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't play them. And actually, the whole point of an actor is to portray a character that is not inherently who they are.
Yeah.
They're giving some interpretation of the source material, and they're going, right, what can I do with this to make the way I appear and sound so far removed from my actual self and be a lot more like what this character has been written to be like?
Yeah, actual acting.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Something I struggle with, but they'll be fine.
No, you don't struggle at all.
We will find out.
I think that's a great shout, though, right? Is that all we need to see in these rehearsals is elements of these characters developing and seeing how people are doing minor tweaks to be like, oh, what could work a little bit better? What could make this stand out or be even funnier? And I think we're going to see a lot of that over the next 9 weeks.
Yeah. When the books start to come down.
Yeah.
I mean,
Nikki doesn't have the book half the time.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She's just a machine. She's brilliant. but Neil, the director, is working so hard at the moment and pushing things forward.
Yeah.
I mean, the momentum behind this thing is incredible.
Yeah.
And we know there's going to have to be a break in August because people are on holiday and Neil will be on holiday as well. So we've got a 2 week break where everything is sort of right, refresh. Consolidate,
yep.
But it's looking like it's going to be virtually done by the time we hit that break, which is astounding. So it'll give us all chance to sort of take a breath and see how we want to do to go.
Breath.
Oh, cue for a song. At the moment, as rehearsals, as we're recording, we're about to finish pretty much Act One.
That's crazy.
It is ridiculously quick.
Yeah.
So blocking is pretty much out of the way. The choreography is done.
Yeah,
it's insane. But nevertheless, it bodes very well for the next few weeks when we get to tackle Act Two, which has a lot more meat comedically and a lot more meat in terms of drama as well. The first act is a lot of
things
setup.
Get a bit fishy.
Very fishy. Thank you for the pun. But every act has its place. So, sorry. I've just dabbed my toe in the water. Right, now. No. We've got to stop.
I'm glad I didn't take a sip.
Thank goodness for that. Thank God
Matt
for that.
Matt Cam would have just been drenched. Thank God
for that. Sorry. I'm trying to do it without porpoise. Now.
I've had enough.
Okay.
Right.
Before we go any further, folks, if you want tickets to this musical, then please feel free to log on to www.thelbt.org and you can grab some tickets there. What else can they do? They can log on to Insta.
Well, yeah. If you log on to the Instagram, there's actually a link tree on there now, which will take you to several different websites. So the first one, obviously, you can see the show. If you click the link on there, it'll take you to the LBT website, like Rich just said. There's also one where you can go onto richsykes.com, so you can learn more about the show, more about this man right here. Listen to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and yada yada every other one.
It's all happening, folks.
Yeah. So good times. Yeah. So that was Niobe. Mm-hmm. And I believe we're also planning on speaking to a few more cast members very soon, right?
Yeah. Can't wait.
Excellent.
They're my favourite parts of the podcast. I love hearing their perspective on these things.
Awesome. Right. Well, tune in next week for another exciting episode of By George From Page to Stage. Cheers, Rich.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.